We begin by Ezer Shemiz Baruch, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nun Dalet, Sif Dalet. Im Kegnos L'Shteim, if somebody intends to eat both foods, Kegon Shushoy Suyayin Tzraf, he's drinking whiskey, V'ochel Gamine Kisim Tavshonim, he's eating cake or crackers, or Merkachas, or Kedoyma, Tzoruch L'Varuch Shneim, then you have to make a brach on both of them. V'Varuch Tchil Al Kisnin, first, he should make the bari mezainus or mekachas shem chshuvim. A bari mezainus is always takes precedence over shahakel. V'akach mevarach, and then you'll make the shahakel al yedei tzraf. However, the pais can make a number of points. One point is that if they two separate entities, the cake and the whiskey, it's certainly a situation where you should be making two separate brachas. There is a question, what do you make first? The Ketzer Shulchan Aruch says you make the Bari Min HaZoinus first. There are those that drink the whiskey first and make the L'chaim and the whiskey, but it seems that most Paiskim are of the opinion that you should make the Mezoinus first. If somebody's eating cake and coffee, you have to make a bracha on both of them. Then Atchila Pasa Kisnev, first the Mezoinus, Vakach al kofe, and then in the coffee. Shrei kavanosu l'shneim, he means to eat both. The way I see the Paiskim, understanding this halacha, they differentiate where I'm putting the cake and where we have the cake and the coffee separately versus where the cake is dipped into the coffee. But it seems that under both circumstances, we should make two brachas. Sif hei, shnei minim shnei zbashlu yachad. We have two foods that were cooked together. Im kol min muvd al atzmai, if every food item is separate, mevarach kol min b'fnei atzmai bracha ruyaloi. You should make a separate bracha on each food. Avol nesmachu v'nizdapku, if they were crushed and combined into one, az linen basa deruba, we follow the roiv. Mashu roiv, what is the majority zeh ikur? That's called the ikum of Archonlov, you make the bracha, Vasheni Nifter. Ach im echru chamishas minidogim, but if one of the foods is from the chamishas minidogim, api shua miyut, even though it's the miyut, the halacha is, since it's from the chamishas dogim, hua ikur, you make the bari minimazinus. However, the paiskim speak about this halacha quite extensively. For example, the most common question is if somebody eats a breaded fish or breaded chicken. So the breading is obviously bari min mezainus, but your main goal is to eat the fish or the chicken. The breading makes it tastier. And most paiskim are therefore under the opinion that even though the breading is the mezainus, and Ketzer Shulchan Aruch just taught us how important it is to look at that bari min mezainus always, here you would make the shahakel because your primary goal is to eat the chicken or the fish. Similarly, if somebody's eating stuffed cabbage and you have the cabbage on the outside and the filling on the inside, the paiskim are of the opinion that your primary goal is to eat the filling and you make the bracha of what is in the what the filling is made of. If you can, in that case of the stuffed cabbage, there are those that suggest you should separate the cabbage from the filling and make two separate brachas. But by the breaded food, one bracha on what is inside is all that's required. Sivav, machal shenos notach chalav. In Marok, you have a food that has milk or some liquid to eat together with the food. Im ikka kavanos hamakal, if you're primarily interested in eating the food, as mevarak rak olav, you make the bracha on the food. Chalav in Marok, the soup or the milk or the soup becomes secondary. Vim kavanos rak al marak v'chalav. But if your intention is primarily on the beverage, v'varach aleim, that's what you'll make the bracha. V'hamachal utaf, and the food becomes secondary. Vim kavanosai al shneim, if your goal is to eat both of them, vein brachaseim shavus, and they don't have the same bracha, v'varach tcheila al machal, first make a bracha on the food, v'achal menem at, and eat some of it, v'akach v'varach shahakal al marak, and then you'll make a shakal on the soup or on the milk. Here there's no issue or what is the majority. Even if the food is a mezonos, rather you make two separate brachas. And if you're drinking the beverage because to quench your thirst, there too you should make a separate bracha on the beverage. Sivav, besumim shechokim she'ivim mesukar. If you have different types of spices, herbs that you mix with sugar, habsamim ha'ikar, the main ingredient here is the psamim, v'varchim alei ha'bracha ruilhem, and therefore make on them the appropriate bracha. Alas goes muscat on a walnut, v'varch bar priyates, al kinnaman on cinnamon bar priyadama, aken al zangbel on ginger, the bracha is bar priyadama. We've discussed previously when you have a chocolate-covered nut, so the Ramosha says in the Chuvas that your main goal is to eat the chocolate, and the bracha is a shahakal. If you want to make, if you have a question about the fruit or the nut inside, make sure to separate it completely out of the chocolate and then make the separate appropriate bracha. Sif ches. Hashoy Hashem and Zayas Kamoi Shuhu. If somebody drinks straight up olive oil, Enavarach olive klal. And even if somebody, because that's something people usually drink, that, and if you are a person that does drink olive oil, some Paiskim suggest you should make a, you can make a shackle. Others say that you should drink something which everybody drinks, make a shackle on that beverage, then drink your olive oil. Because drinking plain olive oil is not healthy. However, if you mix other ingredients into the olive oil, then you make the bracha on what's the primary ingredient. If somebody is suffering some ailment, that oil is good for him and to drink olive oil. But as we just said, olive oil straight is not healthy. He mixes it with other ingredients. However, since he primarily wants to drink oil, even though it's not the main ingredient, then you make a bar priyates, and that will cover the other ingredients in that drink. The halacha also will be, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the bracha achrona will be all eights, because that's the appropriate bracha achrona on olive oil. Of course, you have had to drink it, as we discussed previously, in the right amount of time. You make the bar priyates, and you won't have to make a bracha on the other ingredients. Vimut some, if he's thirsty, v'ike kavanosai l'shtoise l'tzimai, he wants to drink to quench his thirst. Al agav, who knows by Shem l'refuah, but he also puts some olive oil into his drink, because he knows that olive oil is healthy. Mevarach rak al amashka, so your main goal is to drink that beverage, and you make the bracha that that beverage brings. V'kein, hadin im nois l'toich amashka egez musk, if you put walnut into your drink, or cinnamon, or cinnamon, or zangwill, ginger, does lean bossa kavana, you're primarily interested in drinking what you're interested in drinking. And therefore, the halacha also is if you're drinking juices, even if there are some pieces of fruit in the juice, your main goal is to drink the juice, and you're going to make a shahakal. Sif tes. B'chol mine makachis. Hadvash v'sukem tav. Tefillin. Whenever we have different types of fruit dishes, the sugar, the honey are not primary, are secondary. You'll make the bracha that you want, what you're supposed to make on that fruit. And these sweeteners that are added to the fruit are not considered in any way primary, that they should require their own bracha.